It's the Creating Change Conference. It goes on every year. I think it's now in its 27th year. Last year they were in Houston. This year, where are you located this year? Where is the conference?
We're in the Mile High City of Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. We've got with us Russell Roybal, who is the Task Force Deputy Executive Director, and also joining us Sue Hyde, who is the Creating Change Conference Director. And this is the largest conference of activists, organizers, and leaders in the LGBTQ movement. Now, you've added another letter since the last time I've paid attention a lot to this. You have the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. What does the Q stand for?
Well, Bruce, the Q stands for queer. It is a self-label that many LGBT folk have taken up with pride, and so we wanted to include them in our big picture, our big embrace of our communities.
Even in the name of the what you choose, obviously inclusion is a big part of what you're all about.
That is absolutely true, and you know, Bruce, the Creating Change Conference, a program that we're proud of for many reasons, is one of the most diverse and representative gatherings of LGBTQ people in the United States and perhaps in the known universe. We gather across every demographic definition in the U.S., race, color, creed, language of origin, age, faith, and physical ability. So we're very proud of this gathering in part because it is extremely inclusive.
You look, at every conference, you probably look back at last year's conference, see what kind of word was spread out, how you got everybody motivated, and maybe you kind of take a assess of what things went on in the last year. When you look back at 2014, what were the progress and maybe the regress in the LGBTQ community?
Well, 2014 was a big year for positive change for LGBTQ people. The president signed an executive order banning workplace discrimination amongst the federal workforce and federal contractors. And it was also a huge year for marriage equality. Now 7 out of 10 Americans live in a place where they can get married. 38 states now recognize same-sex marriage. So it was a really amazing year. But it was also a year that we saw the tragic killing of young black men in Ferguson and Cleveland, and other parts of the country. We saw over 12 murders of transgender women of color and the travesty of the Supreme Court's decision around Hobby Lobby, which has negative impacts on the health decisions that women make. So there has been a lot of progress in 2014, and we hope to see more progress in 2015. And that's what Creating Change is really all about.
What are some of the issues that you'll be addressing at this year's conference?
Well, Bruce, we have a big program, 350 different sessions. We like to think of it as 360 degrees of trainings, issues, and action, learning how to advocate and campaign to change laws and improve lives. But specifically, we will be focusing on building a stronger anti-racist LGBT movement. One of our days, one of our keynote presentations will be mobilized for reproductive justice, and we believe that reproductive justice encompasses both reproductive health and the right to express ourselves freely of our sexuality and our gender. We will have sessions on immigration reform, on HIV/AIDS. We'll have sessions by, for, and about youth, LGBTQ youth, and LGBTQ seniors. It's a full range of programming that touches really on every aspect of LGBTQ lives in the U.S.
I was thinking back in the year this past 2014, just in the pop culture sense of things and where maybe information or details came out. You talked about some of the tragedies in the media in sense. Information came out more recently. Joel Grey admitted that he was gay. You see the program Transgender, which focuses on a lead character who is going through a gender change, receiving some accolades. Movie like The Imitation Game, where a person is a hero at gay, and it coincides with each other. So there are stereotypes that kind of come out there in the public to kind of break that. Do you find some of these things as a benefit to your movement, or how do they play a part in what you're looking to do?
Well, certainly, every time there are positive portrayals of LGBTQ people in the media, it helps to further our cause of freedom, justice, and equality for LGBTQ people. But you know, those are sometimes few and far between. And although there have been some significant progress this year, especially with what you just mentioned, and there is still a long way to go. There are many places where it's still legal to fire someone based on their sexual orientation or gender identity, even in a place that has a marriage equality. So marriage has been great, but it is one thing on a long list of boxes that we have to check to achieve full and complete equality for LGBTQ people.
We're talking today with Russell Roybal and also Sue Hyde about the Creating Change Conference going on February 4th through the 8th in Colorado. That's the location this year. How many people from across the country come to this?
Holy cow, Bruce. It's a whale of a conference. We're going to have 4,000 people with us at the Sheraton Denver. But, you know, for folks who can't get to Denver for the Creating Change Conference, we want to invite them to tune in to our keynote presentations, the keynote addresses, and they can do that at thetaskforce.org/live, L-I-V-E, for live streaming of our keynote presentations. And as well, Bruce, people can join us on the hashtag CC1515 with the handle at the task force.
Well, a lot of technology, probably better than the old days of maybe just a mimeograph newsletter that was sent out, I suppose, in the old days of trying to get the word out. How well does social media play in what you do into letting people get their thoughts out, their words out, people being able to express themselves in those forums?
Well, social media has really been a game changer. It has enabled us and our reach to be a lot more vast. People are not as isolated as when we just had a mimeograph machine. So it has really raised the level of organizing and getting the word out much more quickly than I remember we used to do when we used to have a phone tree. So the advent of technology has and the use of technology has been great and been able for us to be able to get our message out to a much broader audience.
Yeah, and you still address, though, obviously the downside of that, which is sometimes the negativity that can come in waves and create, you know, a monster that, you know, wasn't meant to be. Do you deal with things like that at your conferences or with the people as well and families?
Sure. There is always, you know, as we have seen in social media, there are people that level attacks against us. We've experienced that ourselves at the task force and at the Creating Change Conference, where people don't agree with maybe a position that we've taken and decide to lash out at us on social media. So there are definitely some of those drawbacks, but the benefits of social media far outweigh those negatives.
I know in the goals you have set of full equality, social justice, and dignity. It seems like the dignity could be is that the easiest or the hardest one to maybe put forth?
Well, you know, each has its value, each has its challenges, but we believe that the dignity of our people is really paramount. And what we mean by that is that LGBTQ people should be valued for what we can contribute to our communities, to our workplaces, to our schools, to our neighborhoods. We believe, actually, Bruce, that justice is love in action. So we ask everyone to love their LGBTQ family members, friends, neighbors, workmates, because it is from this place of love and generosity that we will see dignity being conferred on all of us.
many times people think people in the LGBT community are out there, want to be, you know, sort of forced upon people or be sort of, you know, in your face in a sense. But I would assume in the most part, people just want to blend in and just be a part of society.
Well, people want to live, you know, certainly free from persecution as LGBTQ people. And our new tagline at the task force is, be you. And we want people to be whoever they are and be able to live their lives openly and honestly and free from discrimination.
Well, if they can't be with you at this conference, as you said, where is, again, the place they can see some of the information or get connected to what's going on there?
They can go to creatingchange.org and look at all the program stuff. But if they want to watch the live stream of all of our general sessions and be able to look at interviews of folks on the ground here, they can go to thetaskforce.org/live.
Sounds great. Russell Roybal, Sue Hyde, thanks for sharing the details of this year's Creating Change Conference. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you. Have a great day.